This is a News 1130 special report.
NDP housing critic David Eby joins us live now with more on today's announcement. I guess, David, to start off with, let's begin with your reaction to this data. What do you think?
Well, I think it's absolutely appalling that this provincial government has full income tax data, has the full Land Title Act, has full assessment data, and instead of using that information about who's buying property here and who's paying taxes here for definitive information, they release 19 days worth of purchase data and self-declarations about whether or not people are citizens. I mean, it would almost be funny if it wasn't so insulting to people who are seriously concerned about this issue and want real information about what's happening in the market.
So obviously the numbers, as you mentioned, are pulled from a 19-day time frame there. But some people think that 5% in Metro Vancouver is low or even unrealistic.
It is. And the reason why they think that is the City of Vancouver did their electricity study that found that 12.5% of the condo stock in Vancouver is vacant year-round. The 2011 census data found that 10% of people in wealthy neighborhoods were declaring less income tax than they actually had to spend to maintain their housing. So we know those numbers are up in the double figures. And yet, for some reason, the province doesn't simply use the information they have for definitive numbers. Instead, they put a new checkbox on the land title form saying, please check here, please declare yourself so that if we decide to tax you later on, we can come back and make sure you're paying more taxes. Give me a break. We have FinTrack anti-money laundering forms that are identical to this. And we know that 55 of 80 real estate agencies in Metro Vancouver were either frauding or negligently completing the information, so it was meaningless. And so why this form would suffer any different fate than that form is beyond me, and why this provincial government refuses to use the data they have for real numbers that we can all rely on is beyond me. They really need to settle this debate. It's a divisive debate. It's a problematic debate, and all they're doing is kicking the ball down the road and pretending there's not an issue when clearly, there's a very serious issue in our communities.
So I guess what happens now? What can the province do? Or do you think more pressure needs to be put on the province to, look at different ways of finding this information?
Well, they're spending taxpayer dollars to collect this meaningless lowball information. I think their hope was that the number would be basically zero so they could come out and say it's no big deal. Instead, it was $18 million a day in Vancouver alone in foreign investment on their lowball numbers, okay? So even on their garbage data, this is a serious issue. But what they really need to do is stop with these press release kind of figures and pull out the data from the income tax system. Say, okay, you only declared $20,000 on your income tax this year, but you bought a $3 million house. Can you explain to us how that could possibly be? And I think that's where you're going to find the real information about what's happening in our market. You're not going to find it from people checking a little box on a form saying, yes, you know what, I'm coming from, for example, I'm coming from China. I'm hiding my ill-gotten gains because I'm a corrupt official, and I'm glad to check off this form that you've given me. Thanks very much. It's just not going to happen. It's craziness. And Australia, Sydney, has realized this. They've been trying to track this kind of information for way longer than we have. They've completely failed. And the issue is they need to use the income tax system. We need to use it, and that's a recommendation from professors at UBC at the Sauder School of Business. We think it's a great one. We put it forward in a private member's bill. The province still refuses to do it.
All right. Thank you so much for your time, David.
You bet.
That was David Eby, the NDP housing critic, joining us live this afternoon.